morning, everyone. This is G-Eazy and Def Loaf and, you know, everything.
Yeah, said Loaf.
So he said Loaf. I said Loaf. Well, figuratively speaking, I guess he did too.
Yeah, that's a great singer.
It's Def Loaf.
Yeah, it's Def. No, it ain't Def Loaf. It's G-Eazy and Bebby Rexha.
Who?
What do you mean, Bebby Rexha? This, you said it was Def Loaf.
Yeah.
No, it ain't, man. It's G-Eazy.
Well, then why did... What? Would you turn it down, please? Why did you have me saying Def Loaf?
I didn't have you saying it. You guys had your little heart set on saying Def Loaf. It ain't. It is what it is, you know.
It is what... There you go, right there.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, I see. It is what it is. Aren't we just so now? And by the way, there is Stephanie Simmons. She's looking lovely.
Yes, she is. Stephanie Simmons there from Channel 2 in all of her pregnant glory.
Let me ask you a question. Is there something wrong with her being pregnant?
Look, Margaret, you are the one making the issue out of the dress being dragged up into the crack.
That was not about her. It was another girl.
Yeah, she's talking about that other. She's talking about the blonde had a dress dragged up in a crack.
Can we not talk about whether dresses are dragged up into a crack? Thank you very much. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Yeah, been a while since been on, Mr. Avery.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I was going to say that, all right? So you don't need to...
But Phil knows how he wants to roll things out this morning.
Yeah, he's going to roll things out in a logical way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to roll things out in a... I'm going to just roll things out the way I'm going to roll things out. Yeah, so nice to see you guys. We haven't been here since last week sometime.
It probably would have been better had you gotten on here sooner, because I hear that show yesterday.
I'm going to get into that, General, okay?
Oh, my God. Was that the... Yes, it was that Chris Puté is a disgusting animal. I want to say that right now.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what's up with that guy? I don't like...
Chris Puté wanted some airtime because a lot of people have been requesting him, so we had him on yesterday. And as you know, he does the, you know...
They're like the love songs.
That guy doesn't do love songs. That guy stumbles and mutters his way... through there, she's love say, and what was all that thing? Oh, yeah,
that he does a lot of. I find it to be vulgar. It is the sounds of lovemaking.
No, it's not. It's him trying to be sexy. The sounds of lovemaking.
Well, what else do you call that?
Yeah, he's doing this. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he means, Mr. Henry.
Well, that may be the case, and if that is the case. Which you say it is the case?
It is the case.
Yeah, I think it's the case.
All right, well, if that's the case, then that ass is done, man. He's done. He is long gone. He is forever forgotten. No, I'm sure.
You're not going to fire Chris Puté. Chris Puté, Phil, has currency. Chris Puté is one of the names, one of the long-standing names of this program.
I understand that, Margaret, but I'm not going to have the guy coming on here going, oh, yeah, you know?
Well, Mr. Henry, his point of view on that is that it's very sexy.
What the hell is sexy about a guy grunting into the... I heard that guy yesterday. Boy, I'll tell you what, if he'd been standing... Can you imagine somebody serenading a young lady that way? Unbelievable.
What? I don't understand. What do you mean, serenading a young lady that way?
Standing out under a bedroom window, and you know how in my day...
But you guys used to do it like a ukulele or something.
Yes, we do a ukulele or a mandolin, your choice. And,
all right, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about standing under a young lady's bedroom window. Never mind, that sounded bad.
Yeah, that...
Uh-huh.
Look, Henry, don't turn it into something filthy.
You just said that sounded bad, didn't you?
I think what you are trying to say is standing under a young lady's bedroom window. God, it does sound bad.
Yeah.
And singing.
Yes, yes, singing.
You indicated that because you were saying...
Indicated
that.
Yes.
Because you were talking about a ukulele or a mandolin.
Yeah, but I didn't say what I was doing with it.
Oh.
Yeah, but Sonny didn't say that.
Isn't that funny? All right, so what about it, anyway?
I'm saying you would sing a song. You'd sing something like, I left my heart. I don't know.
Well, it would be something that was very... It would be something very romantic. It would be, for instance, you'd sing... I will always love you. I do, 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 do. You know?
No.
Well, what is that?
It's the whole... Good God, what is that? It's the Hawaiian wedding song.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I sort of know about the melody.
Yes, what's wrong with you two?
I Will Always Love You, do-do-do-do-do, doesn't come out to anything I recognize, so.
You know, yeah, and Phil, because I have culture and I have knowledge of music doesn't mean you wave your hand and dismiss me as if I'm a small brown boy in a turban, and I just
brought him his tea?
Yes.
A small brown boy in a turban.
Yes, you waved your hand as if that'll be all Bapu or whatever.
So anyway, welcome to the program, folks. I had a really cool point that I wanted to make about something, and I forget what it is. Anyway, we're back, and again, if you suffered as we did through that whole bullshit thing with Chris Puté and his love songs, my apologies.
Well, if you could sell a guy out and everything.
Yeah, Chris Puté will call the phone think you sell him out.
He's going to come on the phone and think I'm selling him out.
Yeah.
Well, that is not, what do you mean come on the phone?
He may call in.
Oh, get out of here. Chris Puté, or whatever you want to call his ass. Hey, what's up with this, bud?
You just triggered something what you should never have done.
Oh, well. Having a little technical difficulty here, folks. Yesterday, Chris Puté was indeed on our program, and yesterday, Chris Puté was indeed playing music, and yesterday, Chris Puté was indeed going, oh, yeah, and all that bullshit, because that's what he does,
Well, if that's what he does, I want no part of it. I want no part of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything you want women to be exposed to.
Well, I guess they just got exposed to it. Let me just tell you one thing about Chris freaking Puté. That guy is gold.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm telling you. People dig him, man. He may not be gold, but people do like listening to him. All right, sports fans, welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm trying to get Bob Bacon. You got him or what?
No, get Bob Bacon coming up.
Bob Bacon will be coming up here in just a moment with our traffic, and got a kind of a nice little group of a grouping of people to be talking with. Speaking of serenading you this morning, we have, first of all, I think we're going to have Chef Carl Cedilia, obviously.
Yes, Chef Cedilia today has, get a load of this. This is wonderful. Vegetarian jambalaya. I am looking forward to this.
How do I say that again?
It's vegetarian jambalaya.
What's that?
Jambalaya is a rice dish from the southern portions of the America, or of America. But this will not have what it has in it, usually.
Rice?
No, it's vegetarian, you jackass of a million different stripes.
Wait a minute. It's meaning there's no fish.
Yes, there's no fish.
All right.
Well, what are you talking about, no fish? If it's vegetarian, it can have fish, can it?
No, it can't. Why? Why would it have fish?
Because it's the meat is the beef.
Oh, by the way, speaking of beef, we have Beef Harris, former general manager of the Milwaukee Lions. He's going to be joining us as well.
I'm not talking about that ass. I'm talking about the meat.
Yeah, the meat.
What about the meat?
If it's vegetarian, can it have fish?
No, because that's meat. Dig?
Yeah, dig.
Yeah, okay, I dig, homeboy. What a dickhead.
Hey, man. You're asking me, okay? All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. With us is Bob Bacon of the traffic. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Phil. I'm girl heap. I got a girl heap on me right now. I tell you, she is all over me like white-eyed rice. Let me get out of here to the Billy Bob Freeway. And the Billy Bob Freeway right now, Billy Bob Thornton, I think, is down there right now. He's got his hat, and he's got on a Scottish kilt, and his hat is on, too. It's sideways right now. He's going to find out whether or not your ass goes. Is your ass going to fall out or a thing like that? The other thing we got to do out of here is get out to Skyboy. He's on the west side right now. Skyboy?
Hello, Bob and Sandra. I've gone San Bernardino Freeway. I've gone one. And it's a man who felt like he left out, and he left out, and Bobby leapt out. He leapt out of the car, and I left out of him. Go down that side. That's Skyboy.
I'm Skyboy. Please see him, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do for me every day. And what I'm saying about that guy away, and the one thing you didn't do is gas up the airplane, you piece of shit. God.
Back up off me. They want my backs and coffins. This so cold in Indian. They still want to take
World famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back after this.
Running me that money, so it's the backup on me. Bitch, so we're back. Bank account
like a ballot. What do you mean we're back?
We have a promo to do here. Sorry. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil. You know, by supporting the podcast, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, by supporting our podcast, signing up for Backstage Pass, we have a massive, throbbing, pulsing archive. We have the Milwaukee Lions games, which have proven to be the big hit of the season. Yes, that's right. People are loving the Milwaukee Lions like ever before, or never before, or somehow before. Anyway, you got to get a backstage pass to access that. Also, our classic podcasts, our Saturday show, our Friday night chats, our exclusive pre-show prep and commentary, which could get really bizarre like it was this morning. All of that is there and more at philhenryshow.com. You get it all with a backstage pass. So what we suggest you do is head over to our website right now and put in, put your code in, put your name in, whatever the hell.
What do you mean, put your code in?
Just, fill out the thing and get a backstage freaking pass. What do you want me to say to you? Okay. All right, Chef Carl Cedilia now is joining us on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, although he is running a little bit late. I think he's out there. Ted's of Beverly Hills is where the chef is running to this morning. Chef, how you doing?
Oh, well, right now I'm trying to just get my way through traffic here. And, thank God for Ted Bellas, Plata's driver over Canova. Canova, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all right.
And I'm on my way over to the restaurant this morning, so we're going to be making for everybody Zavalaio. It's the first fish Zavalaio. I love it so much.
I can't understand anything you say, Chef. What are you making?
Who's that?
This is General Shaw.
Phil, cue the music, please. Cue the music, please. Thank you.
Thanks.
Phil, I told you I
all right, don't worry, Jeff. General.
My name isn't Jeff.
He said Chef.
No, he said Jeff.
Well, are you referring to me, Phil? My name isn't Jeff Cedilia.
I didn't say your name is Carl Cedilia, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, and thank you.
You get out of here. Is he ready or isn't he?
Yes, Chef. Phil took you off the air. Are you ready? What? Yeah, he's ready.
Turn the music off. Okay, Chef Cedilia, good morning. How are you?
I want to do this again. Yeah, good morning, Phil. I feel real good. Canova, the driver, is taking me over to Ted's of Beverly Hills this morning, where we are going to hold forth, and we're going to be making for you our very special, special dish, and that is the vegetarian jambalaya, something I think you're really going to enjoy. Now, before I get over there to the restaurant, I want you to do this for me, everybody. Go into the kitchen and make sure that you have rice, make sure you have long dried rice, and make sure you have a bunch of veggies. I'm going to come up. God damn it. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm having some my very, very favorite yogurt this morning.
I'm sorry, Chef. What are you having?
I'm having yogurt. It's a very thick, it's mild cow yogurt. A lot of know that.
All right.
There's a guy with a parking freedom initiative. I want to talk to that guy.
Will you pay attention to what's happening here? All right, Chef, should we wait for you to get to the restaurant?
If you want to buy, Phil, I'm going to pick you up.
All right, so we're going to wait for Chef Cedilia to get to the restaurant. I didn't know he was not there yet.
Well, he was stuck in traffic. Canova is driving him this morning, Ted's driver.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do. We also have a kind of a special little treat for you. Rudy Canova and Mavis Leonard are going to be debating, and in a very, very unusual step, I think, Donald Trump's continued candidacy.
What do you mean his continued candidacy?
Well, there is some, question as to whether he... does he still have it, Should he step out of the way? And I don't think so. It's nuts. I mean, look, who's the guy?
Who? Oh, Dr. Carson, Dr. Ben Carson.
Dr. Ben Carson has taken the lead. And right now, it looks like I think a lot of people think that Trump has shot his wad. What do you think, General?
Well, let me just explain something to you people. Donald Trump hasn't shot any wad, if you want to put it in the filth terms that you do. Now,
don't put it that way.
I know, but I don't like these, shoot the wad and all this, because this guy Cedilia, who's the guy, Poutet? Yes, I was listening to Poutet, said, oh, Christ, you better not, somebody said mayonnaise, and he had to start the show all over again. Was that a gag or something?
I don't know. Are you serious?
That was happening on the program yesterday. Apparently, Chris Poutet does not like anyone saying wad, mayonnaise, or cream cheese, or sour cream, anything like that.
The word creamy.
Or the word creamy.
All right, anyway, let's just,
Yeah, so, but here's what I'm saying. But that's what he said. I don't want to hear that word.
All right, let's get it off of Chris Poutet.
Get it off of Chris Poutet, Jesus.
I didn't say get off to Chris Poutet.
Oh, okay.
Will you come on?
All right, so anyway, what was going on was this. Donald Trump is a guy who is polarizing people. He's bringing to the fore many issues that must be brought to the fore. He is a man who is, yeah, sure, he's stirring the pot.
What about it?
The nothing, General, but I'm saying that there's some who believe...
Oh, some who... Anytime anybody starts a sentence, you know, with that...
Would you let Phil finish, please?
I'm just saying there are some who believe that he has polarized people to such an extent that the Republican Party is now going to appear nativist, anti-immigrant, and so forth. He's going to build a wall.
Well, what about it? He's got people who love his ass.
But that's just it. He's now dropping in the polls. Now, obviously...
Those things change.
Yes, of course they do. Those things do change. You're right. You're absolutely right. They go up, they go down, they go all around. So that's what we're going to debate. You know, I'm not taking a stand on this.
All right. I just don't want this to turn it. Take this show and turn it into some kind of a jive. Jesus Christ.
It's not going to turn it into some jive monkey performance.
That's right there. I don't want this turning into some sort of a jive monkey exhibition.
No, it ain't going to turn into a jive monkey.
The term is jive turkey.
No, the term in my world. When I rotate back to the world, it's going to be jive monkey or die.
When you rotate back to the world?
Oh, wait, I already have.
Yeah. All right, so that is, that's very interesting. That's going to be coming up, Mavis Leonard and Rudy Canosa. And then we have Beef Harris, the recently fired general manager of the Milwaukee Lions. We also have Jack Igagdor and Brett Morris. We haven't had a visit from those guys in a long time. They're going to be talking with us about... whatever the hell it is they're going to be. Oh, they're going to be talking with us about the Milwaukee Lions season and how that is going. All right, I think we got Chef Chedilia out there at the Ted's Beverly Hills restaurant. We do. And this morning, Chef, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm the same way I was last Captain. I'm doing fine, Phil.
All right, sorry. I just wanted to make sure that you've...
The place is crowded this morning. Ted's having another one of his breakfasts. It's a school kid breakfast that he has for the friends of Josh. I had no idea this. No, here is Ted, Phil.
Okay.
Hey, Phil, it's Ted Bell. How are you?
Great, sir.
Sorry, Phil, I didn't mean to interrupt, and I told Chef Chedilia, we're having our annual school kid breakfast. These are friends of Josh's, my son. We have the kids in, they have the flapjack, and they have the kid, you know, the things that a kid does, and we don't ordinarily serve breakfast here, you understand? But we do this for the kids. You know, it's early in the school year. A lot of the kids are nervous, and they're still getting used to the school, and so on and so forth.
How old is your son, Josh?
Josh is, how old is Josh? I'll have to look it up, but I think he's...
You don't know how old your son is.
Oh, come on, Ted, you know how old Josh is.
Yes, I do, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, what grade is he in?
He's in the third grade.
All right, he would be eight or nine.
Oh, get a load of Henry. He thinks he knows how much. What, you swear to God, you were the father? Well, hey, listen, tell you what. Be my guest, buddy.
Hey, I didn't say that.
So how old is he? Hey, what happened all of a sudden?
Somebody dropped some dishes.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Okay, sounds good to me. He's 8 or 9. But anyway, we got the kids here, and that...
Well, what are you serving the kids for breakfast?
Well, we're giving them the kid. You know, there's kid food and there's adult food. And what we have here is, flapjacks. We got the sausage. We got what is this? This syrup? Let me see this. Candy, come on over here. This is one of our servers. Candy, what do you got? All right, we got the blueberry sausage and what the hell is this? This is sausage that tastes like blueberry. Oh, it's sausage that was in the blueberry syrup. Sorry. We got a flapjack. We got a waffle, donuts. We got over here is another one. This is cream eclairs.
Well, what about some eggs or something, man?
I beg your pardon?
Phil, what about, Ted, this is Margaret. What about eggs and things like that?
What about eggs?
Well, are you going to serve the kid eggs?
The kid?
The kids, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to give these kids, you've got sausage.
What do you think this is? Phil, I'm not running some kind of a nutrition camp. I'm giving the kids what they want to have. They can go home and get that stuff from their parents, all right? Eggs are expensive, and I'm not saying that I would... No, don't do it.
Now, wait a minute, Ted. You're saying that those children are not worthy of the expense of buying eggs?
I said don't do it, man. Don't do it, General. Of course they are, but we're giving them a couple of laughs. They're having some fun. We had a kid throw up here, which I recognize that is not what anything you want to have done, but the kid puked his living guts up. Is the kid okay? All right, the kid's okay.
Well, what are they throwing up from?
Probably the food is so rich. It's probably not anything they're used to having for breakfast, Ted.
Oh, well, all right, Mother. Whatever you say.
Don't be a smartass. I'm trying to say that those children need a proper, nutritious breakfast. What about cream of wheat? What about things like that?
cream of wheat. The hell is she talking about?
You've never seen that, what is it?
The cream of wheat or the creamed, what about the creamed corn?
Boy, you better smile when you say that. There are children present. God damn.
All right, Ted.
Get a load of him with a, what do you say? Talking about why are we serving the kids creamed corn? Jesus H. Christ.
Thank you very much.
What are you laughing at?
Thank you. All right, Chef Chedelia, go ahead. Lay it on me, man.
Lay what on you?
Aren't you
No. All right, good morning, everybody. It's Chef Carl Chedelia, and it's time now for the Chef Carl Chedelia morning recipe. And this morning, we're going to be making vegetarian jambalaya.
Oh, I got to ask you something.
Show the music, right? What?
People have called in and complained.
What are they complaining about?
When you go this morning's recipe and then you go, ah.
What about it?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Robert, you took the call?
Chef Chedelia, we took a couple of calls from people. They said that when you go, ah, after you say the morning's recipe, it's either...
All right, they think it sounds a bit indelicate or...
about anyway, for Christ almighty. You better spit this out, man, because I'm starting to get pissed off.
They said it sounds like you're pinching one off or you're having a...
You're having an orgasm.
Are you bullshitting me or something, man?
No, I'm just telling you, you can take that under advisement.
Well, now I'm going to do it doubly hard. That is the most insulting thing I've ever heard in my life. Unbelievable.
You know something, Phil? What the chef is doing is he's indicating that the food tastes good.
Well, can't you go, mmm?
No, I can't go, mmm. Every dimwit, every half-wit with a chef hat on. I am absolutely outraged. I can't believe it.
What?
I can't believe it.
All right, go ahead, chef. I apologize.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Chef Carl Chedelia. And it's time now for Chef Carl Chedelia's recipe of the morning. And this morning we're going to be making jambalaya, and it's going to be vegetarian jambalaya. Now, you're going to need the jalapeno. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. This morning we're going to be making vegetarian jambalaya. Yeah, how do you like that?
I might have known you'd double up on it.
Yeah, you got that right. Shit. All right, so this morning we're going to be making vegetarian jambalaya. The first thing you'll need are jalapeno peppers.
All right, little jalapeno.
Don't pull that bullshit.
I'm sorry. I know you don't like that.
No, he doesn't like that because I tried doing that the other morning with him.
All right.
Yeah, you need jalapeno peppers. Or if you'd like, you can use serrano. I suggest that you use a couple of jalapeno peppers, and then you use the serrano. Maybe one serrano, because it's a very, very hot pepper. I can tell you that.
Why don't serrano peppers just sear the inside of your guts? Sorry.
The next thing you're going to want, obviously, is long grain rice. You're going to want bell peppers. You're going to want tomatoes. You're going to want onions. You're going to want all the stuff that you put into jambalaya. I don't know what it is.
Minus the seafood.
Minus the seafood. You're not putting any meat into this because this is vegetarian jambalaya, all right? Now, what I want you to do, also have some cayenne pepper. Very, very important in your jambalaya that you want that nice spice. Also, you want a little bit of curry. And then I would suggest garlic. Of course, we want to have the garlic. Now, you take all that and... What are you doing?
I'm sorry, but what are you doing? I wanted to ask Phil. It's Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, what did you get out of here, man? I'm on the air, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. One second. I didn't know.
He's grabbing the phone from me? God damn, man.
Hey, Chef Chedelia, you're going to have to keep your mind on business.
I can't keep my mind on business when I got this guy.
I'm sorry, I said.
Don't grab the phone from me, man. No one grabs the phone from me, you spick. Now, will you...
Oh, boy.
What did he say?
You heard what he said.
Oh, God. Call him back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get this together just as quickly as we can.
Yeah, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Going to return here in just a minute. Damn.
This is the anthem. Told the world I need everything handsome.
That was a wonderful pitch, Phil. And for many of your elderly listeners, you just blew it with this pop hip that you
pretty much blew it
for many of my elderly listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody above the age of 50.
She gonna do it.
All right, so, by the way, this just in, not really, but this is just in. Ohio voters vote down legalizing weed. And I don't know if that's of any interest to anybody. All right, Chef Carl Cedilia and was just on the air here. I know that we have Ted Bell, who has been standing by from the restaurant there at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Ted, if you can tell us.
Phil, I apologize to every one of your listeners for what you just heard. Chef Cedilia has been sent home. I can't have that. Rudy as well has been asked to take the day off. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, what we heard was...
You don't have to repeat it, okay?
Yes, I do, because I have listeners who are tuning in and out. People who may not have heard.
I thought this was a podcast.
It is.
All right, then it's on demand. So if they missed it, they'll rewind and listen to it.
How are they gonna? What do you mean they're gonna rewind? How do they know what they missed?
Oh, okay. Well.
All right. So what we heard was, and I'll try to put this as delicately as I can.
Yes. Basically, what happened was that Chef Cedilia called Rudy an SPIC.
Yeah, that, thank you for putting it delicately like that.
Well, what do you want us to say?
I know what happened, all right?
Well, like I said, a lot of people don't. Now, the point that I'm trying to make here is we heard what happened before we could even take him off the air. Apparently, the line went dead.
Well, I mean, Canoza grabbed the phone and threw it out. He grabbed the phone out of Chef Cedilia's hand and then threw it across the room and then had his hands around Carl's throat. And that's when it was on, and we backed away. So the phone went dead. What you didn't see was essentially what we did is we backed away. It was taking place in the entry to the kitchen, so the people in the main dining room could see it. And when I say people, I've got a room full of children here. Children who obviously were shocked, but they weren't so shocked that they haven't gotten back to slopping down. God, they're going to break me, these pancakes. They're slopping down just mounds of pancakes, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth.
Yeah, okay. Get back to the story.
Oh, yeah, so I'm sorry, but what I'm saying to them is this. I got one of my waitresses. What I'm saying on the air is the kids are not that traumatized. Because they're still slopping the food down like there's no tomorrow. He's hogging it down. They could give a damn. They could care if a man burned to death in here. They're still going to shove that crap. So it's a little traumatizing for me, Phil. And
well, what is traumatizing for you? I don't understand.
To see kids continue to shovel the pancakes?
All right, Ted, I understand that it's costing you a lot of money.
Right, but you would think they would have been traumatized by...
All right, I want to ask a question, Ted, and I'm sorry if I'm a little rough of voice this morning, but again, we've not been on the air since Thursday. Did you stage that event?
I beg your pardon?
You heard what I said. Did you stage that event?
Why are you asking him that?
I have my reasons.
I most certainly did not.
You did not stage that event to try to get the children to not want to eat, to lose their appetites.
I most certainly did. I didn't stage it. No, I did not stage it.
All right. What's going on, man?
No, nothing's going on. I didn't stage anything. Did I hope something would happen?
Well, so in other words, you wanted to get those kids to lose their appetite. So they'd stop eating.
Well, certainly. I mean, I'm looking at these kids. They're shoveling this stuff down like there's no tomorrow. I mean, God forbid these kids would go out and do a sit-up or a chin-up or something. There's a little boy right here. Hey, how you doing? His name's Teddy. He's a friend of my son's. He's a fat little tub of gut. Hey, ever heard of a chin-up? Teddy, chin-up, yeah.
All right, Ted, don't make fun of those kids.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is I did not plan anything. No, Margaret.
You absolutely swear to God.
I swear to God. Am I happy it happened? Yes, I am.
So you're happy it happened because that would traumatize the children into not wanting to eat. Isn't that true?
Oh, okay, Clark Kent, yes.
Wow.
Oh, look, pal, don't you guys dare say that I staged this. Was I happy it happened? I was only happy. I didn't want the kids to be upset to the point where they'll never eat again. But here comes... Hold on for a minute. This is good. Watch this. Hey, Teddy, how you doing, buddy? Huh? Have you ever done a sit-up? He flipped me off. How about that? Hey, John, go.
Hey, Ted, hold on.
Well, I mean, come on, Phil.
No, hold on. You give the kid crap like that?
He flipped me off in my own restaurant, a 9-year-old punk kid?
Don't do anything. You were bugging that kid going out. You're bugging him. When he's coming back, you're bugging him.
What do you mean going out, coming back?
Didn't you say the kid was going to get himself some more pancakes?
Yeah, he's not going outside for them.
You know what he's talking about, Bill. Quit harassing those kids.
Hey, the kid gets to flip me off?
Tell his parents about it, okay? Don't talk to him.
Boy, I love this. Henry's giving me parenting lessons. All right, okay, you know, all right, whatever. But the point that I'm trying to make here, do you want to know what happened here or not?
I already know what happened. Thank you, Ted, very much. It's been great talking with you. The best of luck with your business.
What a smartass, man. Okay, I...
Phil Hendry Show here. We'll be right back. What an unreal situation this has been here this morning. So,
well, to recap, what we did hear, ladies and gentlemen, what we do know, and what we did hear, and what we know, this is what we know so far. And only facts are warranted. Nothing else will do.
All right, Margaret, we're not reporting on the assassination of some world leader, okay?
What I'm saying is that what happened this morning was that Chef Chedilia apparently was sharing a photo with Rudy Canoza. Mr. Canoza used a, Chef Chedilia used a racial epithet. A racial epithet.
Yes, yes, Margaret.
And that's where we are now. I'm Margaret Gray reporting.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com. Now to get over, man, get yourself a backstage pass, Jack, and get in a running for a bag of swag. And a limited edition vinyl disc, you know, picture disc.
Yeah, and also you're going to get the whole digital download series and everything like that.
You'll be in the running for that this month on a world famous Phil Hendry Show. God, it's November. It's November the 4th. Beautiful, beautiful thing. All right, so... we had a bunch of stuff. We had football. The Milwaukee Lions, as you know, are carried here on our website. We have exclusive rights to the Milwaukee Lions. And joining us right now from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact, there's going to be a big tailgate party happening this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And where is it?
That's at Duckworth.
At Duckworth Memorial Stadium. Jack I. Gagner joining us, along with Brett Morrison from out front of Rose's Restaurant there in Milwaukee. Jack, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Phil. We're doing fantastic.
And Brett?
Morning, Phil.
All right, so guys, let me just ask you, how has life been in the world of the Milwaukee Lions?
Well, life's been pretty good, Phil. We've won two games straight, I guess you could say. Brett, yeah, give you a little bit more, I think, on the Beef Harris situation. I mean, I know that we had Beef Harris on our airwaves talking about... all of his hopes and his dreams for the ball club.
And we found out he was breaking bread there with Larry McKinney.
And then we found out he was breaking that. We were in San Diego, Phil, and we were winning the ball game. And during halftime, we had on Beef Harris, who's a former general manager of the ball club. And I was talking to him, and I found out that he was not in the stadium, but in point of fact was back in Milwaukee, and it was breaking bread, as he liked to say it, with this guy, Larry McKinney, you know.
And I felt that I'm feeling it was not that bad of a thing. And
well, you thought it was normal for him to be breaking bread.
I said breaking bread, yeah.
What do you guys mean, breaking bread?
I'm talking, General, about the fact the guy's sitting there having a barbecue with this guy, Beef Harris, and Larry McKinney's guys are cozying up like, yeah, like they're going to, you know, go off and get married or something.
Well, in other words, he was supposed to be traveling with the team, and he wasn't.
No, he was not. He was back in Milwaukee. So I said to the guy, all right, look, all's well that ends well. You're back there, but I'm out here breaking my, you know, my you-know-what. And I said, and we're out here breaking our rear ends with a spot like, you know, we got meatballs, clown supplies, and you guys are back there with the breaking of the bread and all this stuff. So Beef said, hey, you know, it's all good, and we just want to make it up to you, Jack. Well, the whole thing didn't sound very real to me. And come to find out, the next day, Edna Gerber, no less, calls him into the office and, you know, lets him go.
Edna Gerber had heard the broadcast, Bill. And
now, Edna Gerber's the owner of the team.
That is correct, yeah.
Edna Gerber, the owner of the team. And apparently she let Beef go.
Any idea as to where he is now, what's his employment status?
Our understanding is, as you might well imagine, he's sitting there, you know, as he said, breaking bread with this guy, Larry McKinney, who does the...
What is it? McKinney is with the L.A. Tan? Is that the name of this team?
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the team, the L.A. Tan. What about it?
I'm asking you if this guy McKinney's there.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were making fun of the name.
Yeah, well, I'm making fun of the name. What do you mean, the L.A. Tan? How am I going to be afraid of or intimidated by some guy's tan?
Let me tell you something, General. Some of the tans on some of these guys these days, you go down to any beach anywhere and you look at a guy's tan, and you're just Jesus. You know, you're taking a big wide berth. So don't, you know...
Yeah, but I'm not going to be... What do you mean, taking a big wide berth?
What would be intimidating about a man's tan?
Well, look, you know, if you don't know, I ain't going to tell you.
You're talking about some guy's tans, you know.
Yeah, what about them?
Very intimidating.
All right, so they're intimidating. But the point is that Beef Harris, you say, is working for the L.A. Tan.
Now, we don't know that for sure. We'll probably get some kind of confirmation.
Well, we're going to get Beef Harris himself on the phone here after you guys are off the air. And
you sure? I mean, I'd love to be on the air talking to this guy, Beef Harris.
Well, we thought there might be a bad feeling.
Yeah, we didn't want to have a fist fight break out or nothing.
How's a fist fight going to break out when I'm on the phone?
Good point. Well, go ahead.
Get Beef Harris.
Well, I just want to say this, Phil, that I think Beef Harris is a great guy.
Oh, you know what, Brett? We already know where you stand. You know, you've been licking...
I'm not licking anything. I'm just telling you, Beef Harris is a good man. And I know about that.
You know, it's real good that you talked with the Pat Summerall School of Broadcasting. Nobody can understand, because it sounded to me like you might have just...
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it, Jack.
Yeah, Brett, me too.
I'm going to get Beef Harris on the phone here from Los Angeles right now. Beef, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
Beef, it's
Yeah.
All right, Beef, tell me something. You're no longer with the Milwaukee Lions. Can you tell us who you are with?
I'll be formalizing a contract very soon with the L.A. Tan. So I was right about that, Beef. Well, you know, you're not. Neither one of you guys are right about anything. I tried.
Hey, Beef, let me say something.
I tried to make good. I've tried to make friends with you guys. You don't want to do that? That's fine with me. All right?
Hey, Beef, what we said to you was basically the following thing. We said, hey, look, Beef Harris, you know, all's forgiven.
You're no one to forgive me. Beef, you're out there breaking bread.
Well, you said you understood that.
Let me ask the questions here for a minute. You were not with the team in San Diego, right?
No, I was not with a team in San Diego because I was back home in Milwaukee, and I felt it was very important for me to smooth things over with Larry McKinney. McKinney had been manhandled, and he'd been forced out of the booth by Jack-Eye Gangster and this guy that he's got, this Brett Morrison.
Hey, what's with you all of a sudden? You're not my friend?
Beef, you know, Brett's invested a lot of time licking your ass. I mean,
you know, I don't have to stand for this. I can hang the phone up. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. I'll give you a scoop. Yes, I have been hired by the L.A. Tan.
Whoa, good for you.
Yes, I have been hired by the L.A. Tan, a far better football organization, far better football team than the Milwaukee Lions will ever be. And I'll tell you something else. The L.A. Tan will be number one. With Beef Harris at the reins.
I'll tell you, they already won the championship.
Yeah, they won the championship 3 years ago.
3 years ago is a long time in football, okay? They'll be number one with Beef Harris in the seat.
Beef Harris at the reins, huh?
Yeah, Beef Harris sitting there.
Yeah, that's right. Beef Harris in the saddle.
Beef Harris in the saddle. So who are you going to be sitting on?
Anyway, Mr. Henry.
All right, okay, just hold on. So you have been hired by the L.A. Tan as their what?
As their what? As the general manager.
Well, we didn't know, Beef. We thought could be anything from equipment boy to water boy.
You know, Mr. Henry, did you bring me on the program so I would endure these insults?
I would ask that Jack and Brett, would you just be quiet for just a moment?
Oh, sure, we'd be here.
I've nothing about this, you know.
Yeah, he didn't know anything about it, Beef. Brett was ready, willing, and able to just go, yeah.
All right, put them on hold, will you?
They're going to put you on hold.
Oh, yeah, put me on hold. The reason why you want to put...
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
All right, Beef. So, as it stood, you were there having a barbecue with Larry McKinney.
I was having a barbecue with Larry McKinney, right. And this guy I gagged calls me up. He says, hey, we're on the air. I said, I knew he was going to call. And I said, Jack, how are you? We're having a barbecue. And he says, with who? He says, I said, with Larry McKinney. Well, he starts to make a song and a dance out of that. He says, what are you talking about? You're supposed to be traveling with the team. I said, I'm the general manager of the team. I'll do anything I want.
if I want to stay back in Milwaukee and I want to take care of some paperwork, I want to, you know, clear my desk, I want to get all the everything out of my inbox, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought it was a sort of a normal thing.
No, it's not a normal thing. I had stuff I needed to do. And one of them was, yes, break bread with Larry McKinney. At that time, I says to Jack, I want to have Larry say he's sorry, and you say you're sorry to him. And this guy, I gagged and started with all the vulgarity, telling me to stick it up my you-know-what, go ahead and park it, you know, I can kiss this and I can lick that, all this. And he's doing this on the air, you know?
Well, we know that Jack I. Gagged is a very, very vocal and very crude man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, man. So I said, well, that's it. And the next day, I get called into Edna Gerber, who's the owner of this team, this dirty old...
Watch it now, Beef, you know.
I don't got to watch nothing. I don't got to watch nothing. This dirty old bag. But I had tried to make this football team, and she says, you're fired. She says, because I gagged her, rules the roost. I said, you dirty old... And that's when I was picked up by the belt and the back of my shirt by one of the ball players. She had there some big ape... And he throws me through a wall. It was the opposite side of her office.
Good God, are you kidding?
No, I'm not, and I am filing charges, and that's where it stands.
So you're going to have somebody arrested?
I am going to have someone arrested as soon as I know who it was that threw me through the wall. I didn't see him.
What do you mean you didn't see him?
Just what I said. I got grabbed from behind, okay?
Well, what did Edna say?
Edna said, are you okay? And she was hovering over me. And
well, have the Milwaukee police made an arrest?
No, they haven't. They don't know who did it.
Just you were picked up?
I was picked up from behind, and I was flung through a wall, right through a wall. It was a very cheaply made wall, and if you're listening, Edna, nice office you got there. But nonetheless.
All right, I'm glad that you're okay, Beef, and you are now with the L.A. Tan, so the very, very best of luck. Good luck with the arrest, you know, swearing out the arrest warrant on the Invisible Man. You know?
Yeah, you can laugh if you want, mister. Somebody picked me up and threw me through that wall.
Yeah, someone did, but you're going to have to find out who it was, right?
It might have been Edna.
Yeah, they're very funny.
I'm not... What, do you think I'm being funny? She's huge. You ever seen Edna Gerber? She is huge.
All right, thanks very much, Beef, and like I said, best of luck.
Uh-huh.
She's huge. I've seen her. She's all of 5'2" or something.
Well, maybe to a guy like that, she looks huge.
All right, anyway, that's Beef Harris. And, of course, thank you, Jack. I gagged her for nothing, man. And that load of horse dung that you were laying on us. So,
to recap, you know, I can say to recap.
Yeah, to recap. What happened, Sonny?
What do you mean to recap?
All right, to recap, essentially, you know, Beef Harris was not on the road with a team, and he was interviewed at halftime during the San Diego game. Oh, you know what? We forgot to ask those jackasses about the game in New York.
Well, yes, because I want to know whether or not McKinney was, or not McKinney, I wanted to find out whether or not Jack I. Gagner was able to stay sober.
Well, he's in New York, three guesses.
So anyway, what happened was, they were in San Diego, he interviewed Beef Harris on the air, turned out he wasn't with the team, he was back there whining and dining this guy, Larry McKinney. McKinney had taken over when they suspended I. Gagner.
Oh, yeah, that's what, the mother got pissed.
Yeah. And McKinney thought that he was in, like, Flint, he thought the job was his. Brett Morrison grabbed him, threw him out of the booth, and that's still pending, isn't it?
Well, they do have a court date on that one, yeah.
You know, these guys, the Milwaukee Lions, they've got two assaults now that I can think of. One of them on this guy Harris, twice, as a matter of fact, right?
No, Phil, it was McKinney in the booth.
Yeah, that's right. Larry McKinney got picked up and thrown out of the booth, and then this guy Beef Harris gets his ass kicked in Edna Gerber's office.
Well, I mean, so, but they're not going to make arrests because they never did see who it was.
Yeah, they didn't, what do you mean they didn't see who it was? They never did see who it was.
Yeah, never did see who it was.
No, they didn't. They didn't see who it was, so how are you going to make an arrest? All right, so all's well that ends well, I guess, for the Milwaukee Lions. Ain't going too good there for Beef freaking Harris, man, I can tell you that. Rudy Canoza is going to be, well, now I don't know what's going to happen with Rudy. Are we going to have him back on?
I don't understand. I don't think Rudy's going to be on if Chef Carl Cedilli is not on. We're going to have to find out what happened there.
All right, well, we will have Mavis Harris, Mavis Leonard, rather. Beef Harris, Mavis Leonard. Mavis Harris, Beef Leonard. Coming up next, she's going to be talking about Donald Trump and the status of his ass in this here race, you know. What is this Kim Davis broad doing on TV? I don't know, man.
I'm stimulated. I'm at the bank.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
I'm getting big. I'm stimulated.
You got to share the podcast with your friends. Maybe I'll be there to share the podcast.
Share the podcast with your family and friends and also on social media. Do it, do it, do it, man.
Yes, and make sure you put a rating and review for us on iTunes.
There's that dude that looks like Humphrey Bogart. Who's that? This actor. What's this guy's name?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? What is...
God damn, General.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes, that actor there.
Yeah, he looks like... this is the stupidest show I've ever seen in my life. Two guys doing the... some cats are doing the samba. One of them looks like Humphrey Bogart. That woman looks like Betty Page with her hair. All right, anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Mavis Leonard will join us here from her home in Southgate, California. And with her is her nephew, Robert, who is also a member of our staff. Robert, always good to have you along the way.
I've been here all morning.
I know that, but Mavis, you got her on the phone?
Yeah, on it.
What I told that man.
They're not going to tell you that.
I told him I want to take the pot back.
Mavis, we're on the air.
Who's that?
Mr. Henry.
Oh, Mr. Henry, are we on the air yet?
Yeah, we're on the air right now, hon.
Oh, all right. I'm trying to take back a copper pot that I bought here at this, what is it called? Crack Barrel?
No, it's called Cracker Barrel. It's
What
do you mean Cracker Barrel? That's a restaurant.
No, it's this place. Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
I want to get this pot and take it back to Bed Bath & Beyond.
What happened?
Well, it's not the right one. I love Bed Bath & Beyond. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a wonderful business, but I didn't want the copper. I don't like the copper pot. I want a different pot.
Then I'm going to take it back.
Yeah, take it back, but I got a line out the door right now. So.
All right, Mavis, we got you on the program here to talk about Donald Trump.
And is Rudy
Canola not here?
Oh, where that Rudy Canola at?
Rudy Canola was involved in an altercation at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Right now, he's indisposed.
Well, what do you mean altercation? Did he get in a fist fight?
Yeah, apparently Chef Chedilia called him a name.
He called him the S word.
What did he call him?
He called him the S word.
He called him...
General...
Well, I was going to use the word.
Oh, you call him a... all right. I don't want to use the word.
Yeah, let's not. So...
Well, I'm very disappointed in Chef Chedilia. I would expect an apology from him forthwith.
I'm sure that they'll work something out.
Well, if that Ted of Beverly Hills, you'll be hold your breath, because it ain't going to happen. You wait until hell freezes over and the nuns go ice skating with the devil before you hear... Ted, they'll get him behind, something like that.
I'm sure Ted will have him apologize. Ted's, he's all about the business. What we want to talk to you about here is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think?
Well, what I think Donald Trump is doing fine. I think any chump and...
No, but on it...
Don't tell me, Robert. I had a whole argument with Robert last night. He's saying this and that while he's sitting there shoving that Special K yogurt in a hill state.
I'm trying to lose weight, you know.
You are not going to lose weight sitting on your dead ass watching Halloween 3 Season of Witch and shoving in that yogurt. Just Special K.
What was he eating?
He was eating that Special K yogurt, you know.
Special K yogurt.
Yeah, it's Special K. Got little yogurt chips in it.
Yeah, and he's sitting on his ass watching Halloween 3 Season of a Witch, you know.
What is that?
It's one of the Halloween movies.
Yeah, it's pretty bitchin'. Guy's head gets eaten up by bugs and everything.
Oh, it's the dumbest ass movie I ever saw in my life. And I was very disappointed in the movie to see Dan O'Hurley, who had been such a great actor in all the movies, get turned into a pillar of salt. Just like Lot's wife, you know. So the whole thing is just buggy, man. I don't know.
All right, so Donald Trump is what?
What about Donald Trump?
Talking to you about Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm thinking about this clown sitting. Robert, I swear to God, you're not going to lose any.
All right, let's forget about Robert eating Special K and watching Season of the Witch, all right?
All right, but Let me tell you something. Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. That's how I'm trying to say.
I understand. So, well, you're talking about Robert.
Yeah, you look at Robert shoveling it down, and you will never be the same. You'll be changed forever. And that's the God's honest truth.
All right, Mavis, Donald Trump is...
Donald Trump, yeah. No, Donald Trump is doing fine. Donald Trump is going to kick ass and take name. And I tell you something, I take all kinds of heat for being in support of Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is going to make it, and he's going to be the next president of the United States. I'm getting sick and tired of all these people telling me, well, what's good? I'll tell you what we need right now. You get that border shored up and keep the Mexican out and all of that. Now, I'm not no racist. Don't you dare call me a racist. I've never been that way in my life. I never start now. But I know what's good for the country, and Donald Trump going to build a wall, like he said, and that's exactly what we need.
All right, but you see that he is he's losing in the polls to Dr. Carson.
Oh, look, let me tell you, when a Republican nominate a black man, that's going to be a red-letter day in the history of the world. I don't see it happening. That is not going to stay. What, are you trying to hang your hat on that?
Well, Mavis, Donald Trump was leading, and now Ben Carson, it's nothing to do with his race. It looks like they're just picking somebody else.
Oh, the Republicans getting all guilty feeling on account of Obama, and they want to have a black man run for president. That's the only reason why that Donald Carson?
Ben Carson.
Ben, out of Ben Trump, you know.
No, Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. That's the only reason why them suckers put him up there, because a Republican is feeling guilty about that. I'm telling the Republican Party right now to stick with a man who is a Republican through and through.
Now, you vote Republican, don't you, Mavis?
Yes, I do.
When did you start voting Republican?
I started voting Republican when George Bush ran. I got tired of all that Monica Lewinsky. And a man in the Oval Office, can you imagine a member of the United States, a president of the United States, and I said, that's it, I'll never vote Democrat again.
So you're holding it against the entire Democratic Party.
Don't try to talk her out of it. Yeah, what are you trying to do, talk her out of being a Republican?
No, I'm asking a question. You're holding it against the entire Democratic Party that President Clinton did what he did.
God damn right I'm holding it against the whole, excuse my language, but you better believe I will never vote for a Democrat again. That was disgraceful. And ever since then...
Well, what about some of the other immoral things Republicans have done?
Such as?
I don't know. All right, look, let's not make any up.
You tell me about a Republican president that's sitting in the Oval Office and had it all going on, had a Monica Lewinsky down there going... Shit.
Dump the gob the cone.
I talk about gob a cone, yeah.
All right, but do we have to listen to this, Phil?
All right, Mavis, don't mistake. I didn't say gob the cone.
No, I said gob the cone, because that's exactly what happened in the Oval Office of America. The President of the United States, and ever since then, I vote Republican. And Donald Trump is going to do fine. Dr. Ben Carson, good man, but he's getting chumped, and he's getting led along by the nose by a bunch of these Republicans. They think they're going to nominate a black man. Ain't never going to happen. In the whole history of the Republican Party, ain't never going to happen.
So you think Ben Carson is just being sort of tricked and fooled and used?
Absolutely. I know. I've seen these suckers. I know how white people think, you know. And
well, that sounds very racist.
Oh, get out of here. I said I know how white people think, but how's that racist? I know that. I've been around them. Okay.
Well, a lot of people say this, you know, I know how black people think.
Well, they don't, though. That's the whole thing. No white man knows how a black man thinks. But black people know how white people think. That's just how it is. That's the way it has always been. That's the way it is now. And that's the way it's always going to be. So kiss my...
But come on, honey, man.
I'm just telling you.
But nonetheless, you're voting for Donald Trump.
Goddamn right I'm voting for Donald Trump. Why wouldn't I vote for Donald Trump? That man has ideas. And we need ideas. I'm looking at a sister right now on CBS this morning. She got the big-ass secretary spread with the big-ass. Man,
I don't know. What is she talking about? What are you talking about?
The big-ass on a woman on CBS this morning.
All right, look, great talking with you, Mavis. Got a split.
You know?
Yeah, you do that, man. But I'll tell you something, Phil, if I just one more thought.
Go ahead.
Don't ever count out Donald Trump, because the minute you do, he'll rise up on you. Oh, man, it's going to be ugly. He will rise up on you, and terrible things will happen when you mess with a Trump, you know? Don't be a Trump. You got to vote for Trump.
All right.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet, man. Come on.
Phil, look, Mavis.
I'm not done yet. Don't you rise up on Trump, because you'd be a chump. You chump. You know, let's do another bump. I don't know.
That was great. All right, Mavis.
I'm just talking. I'm just saying things I heard the other kids saying here. Okay.
Phil Henry Show.
At the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for CM3 Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One, sucker.